815 acres of land in the New York City watershed was acquired by the city in 2002 and 2005 under its land acquisition program to protect water quality for more than 9 million city residents. The New York City Department of Environmental Protection and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation have worked cooperatively over several years to transfer ownership since DEC expressed interest in managing the property in the town of Windham for recreational use consistent with watershed protection. Paul Rush is deputy commissioner for the DEP's Bureau of Water Supply.
The city had discussed and worked out an arrangement with DEC to transfer the parcel from DEP to DEC in consultation with the town of Windham, Greene County, and the Watershed Coalition of Watershed Towns.
With the land transfer, DEC will assume tax and stewardship obligations. The site was selected due to the extensive network of pre-existing dirt roads that are suitable for biking and other recreational opportunities. Windham Town Supervisor Stephen Walker says the change will benefit the local tourist economy.
Obviously, the biggest driver of the economy is Windham Mountain, the ski area. And in the summer months, there's quite a bit of World Cup mountain biking, and there's quite a bit of mountain biking that also takes place. We're looking to develop a network of trails for public use. Of course, they're always looking for a little more summer business. Skiing is not so hot in the summer.
Watershed protection is widely considered the best way of maintaining high-quality drinking water in the long term. Paul Rush notes that New York City's gravity flow water delivery system is one of the most comprehensive in the world.
Well, the city of New York is fortunate that the engineers and the elected officials at the turn of the century and before developed a source of water that provides high-quality drinking water to the people of the city of New York from the Catskill Mountains. And as the system was developing at the turn of the century, it was already protected from development in terms of state's creation of the Catskill Park and lands that they were acquiring. Protection of water at its source is a much more sustainable way of delivering water long-term, requiring less energy, providing better protection. And now in the water utility sector, I mean, many, many more utilities are recognizing the value of source protection.
DEP has nearly 6,000 employees, including almost 1,000 scientists, engineers, surveyors, watershed maintainers, and other professionals in the upstate watershed, comprised of 19 reservoirs, 3 controlled lakes, and numerous tunnels and aqueducts. DEP has invested more than $1.5 billion in watershed protection programs. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.